From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Still stormy, not just trial testimony, but the skies in the nation's midsection. This is the governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt, after seeing damage left by a tornado in Barnesdale, north of Tulsa, says it's hard to imagine how anybody could have survived. Winds were 170 miles an hour.
They were in a trailer house. They talked to their son just earlier in the day. Really, just a couple minutes before the tornado hit, and he was telling his dad, "Dad, you got to get out."
A tornado watch has been issued for parts of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio. ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore in Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
This line of storms, it's moved through Cincinnati, now headed through parts of the Ohio Valley, sweeping across Indiana. In fact, Chicago, they will likely be under a tornado watch pretty soon here, issued by the National Weather Service.
Israel confirms its troops have taken control of part of the southern Gaza border crossing at the city of Rafah on ceasefire hostage release talks. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers.
National Security spokesman John Kirby saying negotiators can close the gaps that remain between Israel and Hamas on the current proposal. Kirby said the Biden administration is doing all it can to support the talks in Cairo and get a deal across the finish line. CIA Director Bill Burns is there representing the U.S. As for a timeline on when gaps could be closed, Kirby said only that he hopes it would be really soon.
Jurors appeared to be paying close attention to Stormy Daniels testifying about a sexual encounter with Donald Trump in 2006, which he says led to a hush money payment 10 years later during the presidential campaign. At the New York courthouse for the Trump criminal trial, ABC's Olivia Rubin.
What she just laid out for the jury essentially tells them exactly why Donald Trump likely, as prosecutors say, did not want any of this ever coming out, especially while I will note one of his sons was seated just behind him in the front row.
On Wall Street, the Dow and S&P closed higher, the NASDAQ index lower. You're listening to ABC News. There's no place on college campuses for hate speech or violence, says Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, appearing before the House Education Committee.
Dissent is essential to democracy, but dissent must never lead to disorder or to denying the right of others so students can finish their semester and their college education. Hate has no place on college campuses.
Cardona says the department has launched investigations into anti-Semitism on campuses. Planters recalling two peanut and mixed nut products over listeria concerns. The cans and packages were sold at Publix and Dollar Trees in five states. New York's governor walking back a controversial off-the-cuff remark.
Governor Kathy Hochul says she misspoke and regrets saying on Monday that black children from the Bronx, quote, don't even know what the word computer is. Hochul was speaking at the Milliken Institute Global Conference in Los Angeles. In a statement to ABC News, Hochul walked her comments back, saying, of course, black children in the Bronx know what computers are. The problem is that they too often lack access to the technology needed to get on track to high-paying jobs in emerging industries like AI. Lawmakers from the Bronx are slamming Hochul's remarks as disturbing, hurtful, and disheartening. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Consumers will soon have another delivery option. Instacart, partnering with Uber Eats to offer restaurant delivery. Grocery delivery company will earn an affiliate fee with every order, but didn't reveal any other financial details. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.